that somebody types in, or if you want to do it.
Where I am, oh, mother, mother, woo.
Shalom, Shalom, you are back. The straight note, Chase, sir. And it's been a minute. I'm glad to be back here with you. Even though we got all these technical difficulties, we got a lot of problems, but you know what? More importantly than anything, we are back here tonight. I'll let you about what's going on in the real world. The real world. The Hebrew world. The world of my brothers and sisters. The world of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. So, we got some guests that's supposed to be calling in a little bit later on tonight. I'm so glad to hear from so many of you guys that said, like, where have you been with the Straight No Chasers show? It's a Straight No Chasers show. It's a show that's uninterrupted in political correctness. And we talk about the truth. We talk about things that are real. We talk about what we need to talk about. We talk about our community. We talk about the ghetto. We talk about what is ghetto. We talk about what's not right. And we talk about the fact that, yeah, we are up under these curses of Deuteronomy, 28th chapter, and what's going on with Psalms 83, and why we are where we are. So I just want to welcome you for being back. Unabashed, that's what this show is all about. And so I've got to get into some things that have been transpiring. It's going to be a little bit different. Like I said, I got some technical difficulties. I'm trying to get the chat room up and running. I got a dog that's going crazy. And just a lot of things going on, but we're going to make this happen because Straight No Chaser is back. You know, when we first started this show, we had a few different people on this show. Brother Dawa, he's doing his thing. He's got that book out. He's done with the homosexuals. Some of this homo agenda. I ain't mad at it. Let him deal with it because it needs to be dealt with. Because one of the things that we talked about on two Saturdays ago is that when it comes down to what the Most High expects of us, there's certain things he's not putting up with because they are an abomination unto him. Anything that's an abomination unto our people will not make it into the kingdom, will not make it into the wilderness. So let it be spoke out on. There is no compromise. Don't even think there's compromise. And that's what Straight No Chaser is about. We're not compromising with you, your agenda, or what you think is right. The Most High has not changed. He's not changing what he says is right. He's not changing what he says is an abomination. So don't get it twisted. We're going to deal with our people because, you know, the scriptures even said that we were going to be in this hour, in this time, we were going to be an astonishment to people. That, in other words, we were going to lose our damn minds, look crazy, dress crazy, and go for any and every other kind of sin there possibly is because we just do not want to live the way he wants us to live. And he gave us a set of laws, commandments, statutes to live by, and we want to change everybody else's God and not live according to the way that our God, the Most High, has told us to live. And so we are an astonishment. We're the ones that do anything, everything, live any kind of way, and go all out. And we got to put that to a stop. It's time for the Most High's people to come back to their God, laws, statutes, and commandments. So for those of you who are listening in, we're going to make this a call-in show. And I am really hoping tonight that a brother by the name of Brother JoJo is listening. Brother JoJo, I heard you. Brother JoJo, I heard you on this past Sunday. You were on the Kofa Network. You called in. I first heard you on Five Smooth Stones. You got some great information. You've done a lot of studying, and I don't like the way they treated you. I've always told everybody that Yahya Bandalay of the Kofa Network thinks he is the T.D. Jakes of Hebrew Israelites, and he needs to calm down. And I'm going to say that again. You got nothing against you, brother. Do what you do. Same time, don't be condescending and don't talk down to our brothers and sisters that are trying to bring everybody else into knowledge and truth.
watch yourself, check yourself. You want to talk to me, call me on my show. 510-590-0909. We can talk about that. So you can call in here and talk about whatever it is you need to talk about. Because I heard you on Five Smooth Stones. You got some great information. I do want to hear from you. And at the same time, Kifa Benya, San Antonio, Texas. Do I need to call you? Are you listening? Or should I call you right now? I think I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to call you right now. We're going to talk about this Trayvon, Mark. We're going to talk about this Trayvon stuff. Zimmerman, people thinking that's not the real Zimmerman at the trial. A lot of different things going on, so we can talk about that. But let's see if we can get Kifa Benya on the line. Bear with me for one second. Okay, so here's what's happening. Welcome back to Strip Chaser. Here are some of the things that, other than what I've already ranted and gone on and on about, that the chat room is open and the guest call-in number is available where you can call in and speak on what you want to speak on. You know, a few weeks back I spoke on the fact that there's some things going on with aborted fetus cells that are being used in Starbucks and Pepsi products for flavoring and for sugar that a lot of you are eating on. And the purpose for this is to get you to degrade yourselves and become corrupt and become up under a curse because you're actually participating in cannibalism. Of course, what you don't know won't hurt you. Of course, what you're supposed to eat over, you must pray over and ask for the Most High to take out the curses and to bless it and to let your food be acceptable to your body and nourish your body, because they're trying to poison us. I am so freaking ticked off right now that a 20-year-old young lady has died in my family, more than likely due to vaccinations, poor eating habits, drugs, and the fact that she went to the doctors and they said there was nothing else they could do for her, but they didn't probably give her what she needed to have at that time. People, if you don't start to understand what is necessary for you to take care of yourself and to live, then you are not going to live. You have to fight to live. I will be getting back to doing my shows on the Healthy and Whole and Eating Right shows, and Aisha Bey is a good friend of mine who knows about herbs, and because the Most High has given us everything we need out of the ground, out of the earth, to fight sickness. And she has combated HIV, liver disease, AIDS, so many other diseases with just pure herbs, and you can do the same. Medicine, pharmakia, drugs will not help you, will not save you. You have got to eat right, eat healthy, and eat whole. Here's my next thing I want to talk about. That you have to understand that nothing is hidden anymore. It's no longer a joke. You have to understand that not only eating healthy and eating whole, but you must be aware of what is being put into your spirit, your psyche, how you're being informed, because
there is a dissemination of information put out there to confuse you and not allow you to know the truth, because everyone is waking up to the fact that there is, how do we say, that you've been taught lies, that there's false information that has been put out there through history, television, and movies, and everyone knows that. So what's being done is other rabbit holes, false rabbit holes are being created to give you half-truth and send you down another route that will confuse you even more. It is time for you to understand that you must come back to the Most High, the information the Most High has, the Ten Commandments, the 613 laws that he's given, and know that the Tanakh and the Torah has all the information, the prophecy, and eschatology that you need to understand where we're going with this Third World War, with this war with Iran, with the crisis in Africa, with the grabbing of all of the resources in Africa, and the fact that you do not have to run out of this country right now in order to be safe. There are things going to happen on the coast and in different countries, and you're going to start to hear talk of reparations again. You're going to start to hear a lot of talk of race wars. This George Zimmerman thing is so much more loaded than you will ever understand. The thing that happened with Trayvon Martin is so much more loaded than you will ever understand. What's being put out to you is on the surface, but the truth you will never even believe. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't want to accept and grasp onto the truth and what really happens and what transpires with what goes on in the public and with media today. I want you to begin to listen to the Jewish Crime Network. They expose a lot of good information. WhatDoesItMean.com and Henry Makow, M-A-K-O-W, his website, and begin to try and put together and piece together this information along with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Mother Hukmah, that will allow you to understand what is really transpiring in our world. One thing I said this year that I'm not going to do is give you information that's going to scare you. I'm not about the fear factor. You do not have to be afraid of anything that's going on in this world. The worst they could do is destroy you. And guess what? When that happens, you'll be with the Most High. Did it go?
No.
Okay. Kifa Binya, if you try to call, I want you to try to call back in. There's some things you want to talk about. And if the Brother Joseph wants to call, feel free to please call. You need an opportunity. So my purpose tonight was to just connect with you because we haven't talked in a while. Straight No Chaser hasn't been around. Wow, I am just like in shock and awe of what's happening to our community. It seems like it's open season on black folks. Brothers and sisters, I need you to be smart, be wise, be prayerful, be careful. Get your kids, too. You got to get spiritually connected because they're trying to kill our kids. Our kids is not only being gunned down, but they're being exposed to homosexuality, lesbianism, and they're being turned out and turned away from the Most High Yah. Get your kids. I'm glad you just got past this whole little Easter pagan celebration stuff, people clumping Passover with pagan Easter. Listen, let's get back to what the Most High asked us to do, and let's get away from this paganism. Most High didn't die on a Good Friday and raise up on a Sunday. That's a lie. You are his people. You were breathed into. You are a special people, and I need you to get back to that and stand up and get your family and tell them the truth. Even though a lot of you are waking up into the truth, you don't know which way to go, and I want to be able to help to tell you which way to go. Homosexuality and lesbianism is not going to be the way to go. You're going to hell with that bull crap. What the world is telling you is all right is a damn lie. Holiness in the word of the Tanakh. The Tanakh is the word of the prophets, and the Torah, the law that Moses gave, is where you're going to find the gospel. Don't even worry about Apostle Paul, because he wrote letters to the Gentiles. And if you are a black man, or some of you Latinos, you are not the Gentiles. Those letters are not for you. The Torah and the Tanakh is for you. Wake up, smell the roses, know the truth, and get your life right. Get your life right. It's not all about that grace and mercy that Paul talks about with the Gentiles. They have to be born again. You were created in his image and breathed into, and you must abide according to the laws. So I just had to say that. I just want to let you know that we're going to be back on Thursdays, and I'm going to make sure that I'm consistent with these Thursdays, and that you know that we as a people, as a community, have to wake the hell up. Your church, your Baptist church, is lying to you. Homosexuality, you're going to hell. You're going to die. You lesbians are going to go to hell and burn. You better start living holy, and you better start coming back to the commandments, keeping the Sabbath, stop eating pork. This is ridiculous. And stop following the horoscopes. That is demonic. We do not do that. Do not keep holidays, because holidays are nothing but what the Greeks used to do with the Greek gods. Festivals, Mardi Gras, all of that are celebrations under Greek gods, Greek festivals. We do not do that. Keep the Shabbat. Keep it on Saturday. Keep the commandments and start to learn the 613 laws again, because we're going to be back under those laws again, because that's what separates us as a people. So I'm not going to be long tonight. I'm going to be done tonight. And email me, text me, page me, any of you, anytime. Let's talk. This is V the Preacher, known as Elder V. And like I always say here, the Social Change Action Network. I am not I'm not Jesse Jackson, and I'm not, what's that other clown with the perm, look like James Brown? What's that clown's name? Al Sharpton. Nah, those cats are paid by 501c3 governments. So let me say something else to you brothers that's claiming that you Hebrew Israelites, but you got a 501c3 nonprofit organization, all that. You're crazy having a 501c3. You out your freaking mind. You locked in with the government. Lose it. So anyway, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey and not a destination. I got mad love for you, and love is not one that kisses your butt. It tells you the truth. Shalom.
Thank you.